Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
What are you going to do?
Different Strokes Shoe Swap.
Like this. Walk this way, you want to talk this way. Walk this way, you want to talk this way. Walk this way, you want to talk this way. Walk this way, you want to talk this way.
Come on, Dave. These high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't want to swap shoes anymore.
I can't wait to hear how you handled being a socially awkward flirter, David Lim, because seriously, like, when you gave me your notes on what you do as a flirt, I was like, how is he ever going to, like, pull it back enough to be socially awkward?
You know, subtlety is not my thing.
Yeah.
You know, the deaf and the blind, they can tell. They know something's going on around a corner.
Oh, yeah.
Look, the thing with my flirting style is, like Jade said before, and, you know, she'd try to foreshadow it a little.
Yeah.
I'm quite overt. So learning to flirt as a socially awkward person for me is actually it's not awkward, actually. It's quite easy for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier for me to pull it back than to always, oh, you know, like be all up in your face about it, that, you know, I really fancy you. You know, sometimes I think you need to tone it down a little.
Yeah.
It depends on who you're flirting with. It depends on, I don't know. For me, it's catered to the individual.
Okay. So you change your styles.
Definitely.
You're happy to have a new one added to your repertoire.
Absolutely. You know, more strings to my bow instrument, whatever. So, look, flirting for the socially awkward, just a couple of tips if, you know, you want to try the Jade style every now and then, you know, tone it down a little, but, you know, still wanted to let the person know that you fancy them.
Yeah.
Here's how she does it. Step number one is to own it and focus on you first before you start flirting. Accept the fact that it is going to be awkward for you. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, if you're a shy kind of person, you don't normally do this. You're not really sure whether this is going to work out right. You're scared of rejection, like who isn't?
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, that's getting in the way of you wanting to express your feelings for this person and hit on them. You just need to deal with that internally first before you start doing anything. Start thinking to yourself, look, I know this is awkward. Hell, I'm not kidding anybody. This is awkward and it's going to come out, you know, something is completely out of my control anyway. So let's just roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to somehow build up a sense of humor and kind of disguise your self-consciousness with humor. I think that's a really good way.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as out there as I seem sometimes, I do get shy. I do get intimidated. And that's where that, you know, sense of humor comes up. And that's where the self-deprecating kind of humor comes out, you know.
Yeah.
If you watch 30 Rock, you know, Liz Lemon, that kind of, you know, sense of humor where you kind of bag yourself, but, you know, don't get too emo and, you know, absolutely curse yourself out. It's a fine line there. It's an art to make it funny.
Yeah.
So I would suggest that you work on that self-deprecating sense of humor, make it funny, play on your perceived geekiness or your nerdiness or anything like that. I think it's cute.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's cute. Look, you never know, that person you're hitting on might have a thing for nerds.
Oh, yeah, nerd.
Yeah, like totally play it up.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing you need to think of, like I said, the first step is to focus on yourself and all that before you go out and hit on someone. Think about becoming the person you'd enjoy hanging out with.
Mm-hmm.
start becoming that person you'd actually like to be around by feeling confident. You know, before you do all that, you need to feel good about yourself first. So start thinking positively, you know, start becoming that other, you know, character. It's not about putting on a front or anything like that. That's I'm not about that. I don't believe in that at all. But it's just really, you're in a different state of mind. Let's just put it this way. I tried it out this week. I did. You know, it's a different thing when you tell yourself, oh, I actually want to be someone I want to hang out with.
Yeah.
As opposed to saying, hey, I'm just going to put on a front and be really outgoing. The person you like hanging out with might not necessarily be an all up in your face kind of extrovert. So
I don't often like a lot of extroverts around me. I find them draining. So yeah.
Especially when you've got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, pace yourself a little and be comfortable in your own skin. So, I mean, flirting is going to come a lot easier, a lot more naturally if you're A, comfortable with yourself, and you know what? You're fun to be around. Second thing you need to do before you step out and cause some damage is to set the goal.
Yeah.
What do you want out of this? Is it just a bit of harmless fun? You know, just
this is the overthinking thing that comes into being socially awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I think everyone kind of, am I wrong to say that extroverts don't think of these things? I mean, I'm sure we do.
Yeah.
I'm very sure we do. I mean, we know what we're doing. We may look ditzy when we flirt sometimes, but hella a lot of, you know, thought went into that. You know, me running around the corner and running into you ain't no coincidence. Girl, it was planned on. Me getting stuck with you on the lift all the way to the 56th floor, that was planned on too. Me dropping a pencil, that was planned on. God. I hope you're taking notes.
Yes.
Your shoe swap should be lots of bending and snapping.
Okay, the bend and snap. I'm writing it down now.
So set some expectations. You know, what are you in for? Are you looking for a relationship? Are you looking just to be friends? You know, it's good to have a clear mind when you go in. I mean, let's face it. Most of us are kind of, oh, you know, whatever. Like, let's just start as friends.
Can you flirt with someone who's just your friend?
No.
No?
I don't know.
Because you're saying, like, you can flirt with someone to make friends with them.
Yeah, but that degrees of flirting, I think, Jade. I mean, that's just, there's humouring them and that kind of, you know, make them feel good about themselves. But then there's, you know, the, you know, I want to get with you kind of flirt.
Okay.
And you kind of turn it up. It's like a dial. You can turn it up. You can turn up the heat in the kitchen. And you can also turn it down, I think.
Okay.
So you got to be in control at the end of the day. And it's all to do with your expectations, of course. The third step is to be a master of your words. Now, this is where talking about, you know, flirting for socially awkward people actually becomes real to me. I have had some very interesting experiences with online dating.
Okay.
Let's just say they're all very friendly online. You know, they're tweeting, or I don't know, they're chatting with you, or instant messaging you. And you're like, God, you're so witty. I can't believe this. It's so witty. We should do coffee. We should. I have a really good feeling about this. You get there, the cappuccino arrives, and there's cricket sounds. What happened? You were so...
You're more confident when you've had time to think about it, when you don't have that face-to-face contact.
Exactly. You actually have more time to think about your response and what to say and all that when you're Facebooking each other or when you're instant messaging each other. So step three is to actually be a master of your own words. Start, you know, to teach yourself to speak as well as you write or instant message or whatever. You need to learn to speak with confidence, and eventually then you start sounding more confident, and then you will become confident. So it's about, I find that kind of funny sometimes. And I know some people are shy on the first date or on the first meeting or whatever as well. So, you know, it's about, learning to make conversation in that sense as well. Because the worst thing, I mean, we've been through this so many times with a couple of our shoe swaps when it came to talking about socially awkward situations. And I learned so much through different strokes through the show that, you know, how socially awkward people can sometimes internalize a lot of these things. You know, if there's an awkward pause, you just, oh my God, I got to feel the silence. Isn't that right? And you just
say something.
Something stupid comes out.
Yeah.
But that's one of the tips I would give. Just be a master of your own words. And the next thing you need to start practicing is empathy. Empathy is so important. It's not just with flirting. It's really good to have, you know, as a It's just a skill when you're interacting with people,
mm-hmm.
socially or in a workplace or whatever, you know. You need to learn how to get into your target's head in a very good way, of course, in a non-intrusive kind of stalker way. You need to practice becoming a good listener, developing a sense of empathy, and, you know, obviously be there for them, but don't necessarily, you know, you're not their counselor. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to draw a boundary somewhere. So distance does make the heart grow fonder. So remember that if you ever feel like, you know, you want to be with them 24/7. I know. Am I talking to myself? Am I, you know, this is this relevant to you?
I can understand it.
Do you relate to the fact that you want to be with them so much? It's almost an infatuation that sometimes you have to pull yourself back a little.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. I often do that.
You have that look on your face, Jade.
Like what?
Very lovelorn look on your face.
Because distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Be respectful of the other person's boundaries and feelings. Very important. You don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. You don't want to come across as a big fat sleaze.
Yeah.
Not sexy, not pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Be intuitive. Learn to read body language. Which, look, that is a bit of a David Lim personal tip. Reading body language, it's so important, but also learning to control the mental kind of processing, because I can understand that as soon as a date's not going well or as soon as negative body language comes up, you might slip into panic mode and go,
mm-hmm.
I've stuffed this up. I've put my foot in it this time. I've said something and, you know, I've ruined the moment.
Mm.
And I think the hardest part for anyone in that sense is to actually recover from that.
Yep.
Not just mentally, but, you know, also in a date setting, you know, maybe change the topic, do something else. I don't know. It's very hard to recover from it mentally as well, mm-hmm. when you just keep thinking, oh, my goodness, I've just stuffed this up. I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I made so-and-so feel uncomfortable when I meant to, you know, be giving them all my attention, making them feel good about themselves and, you know, so on and so forth. And the final step, actually, to flirting for the socially awkward is to learn to fail.
Ouch.
You know, I think this goes for everyone, whether you're socially awkward or not.
I don't like to fail.
Yeah, you know, you're not a good loser.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I remember feeling, like, really frustrated and, like, angry, like, because I'm like, why isn't this working? Like, what am
I... Is this on a date?
Yeah, well...
Can you just...
No.
I wanted more details from, like, a like, date that you went
know,
on.
No, when I'm in a situation where I'm, you know, flirting or whatever, I've had situations where I've been flirting what I thought was flirting, but the other person didn't get it. And I was just really frustrated at myself and then inadvertently at that person because I was like...
They didn't get it.
I'm like, why don't you get this?
Can I just say, after trialing Jade's, you know, socially awkward kind of subtle flirting...
Yeah.
I happen to run into the same problem as well. So can I just say it's not you, it's the technique.
Okay.
There's something fundamentally wrong with your flirting technique, Jade. I'm sorry to bring this up on air and, you know, to poke holes where it hurts, but really it's sometimes a little bit of David Lim in your face kind of flirting.
I've got to find the different strokes balance.
You have to find the different strokes balance of between the two of us because sometimes it might be too subtle.
Yeah.
You like to do flirtatious dissing.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is cute, you know, you kind of bag them gently, you know, mm-hmm. but not, you know, in a way that hurts their feelings and make them want to crawl into a shell.
Let's hope not.
Was that the effect you had on that person? Is that why it wasn't working, Jade?
No, I don't think so.
So Jade does this thing where she likes to, you know, tease someone that she fancies. She teases them a bit here and there. And sometimes it could just be a friendly gesture.
Yeah.
That to me doesn't necessarily convey the fact that you're flirting with me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I tease you all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, are you flirting with me?
Yes.
Okay. My boyfriend should know. Oh, so in any case, look, that is flirting.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.